So are you as brave as Google? I am having an interesting discussion in the Boag World Forum at the moment about Google's new homepage. You know the thing, if you haven't seen it, go to google.com and you'll notice everything other than the logo, search box and the submit buttons have disappeared, which is an interesting decision. But as you move your cursor, all of the other stuff, all of the other services they like to promote also then appear. So what they've done is they've simplified, and you know that I'm a great fan of that. I've talked about it a lot on the blog. If you do a search for simplicity on the Boag World blog, you will find me ranting on about it quite a lot. And they've been really brave in removing stuff, or at least hiding it initially, in order to focus the user on what they want to do. You've got to remember, at the end of the day, Google is a search company. Or you could actually argue they're not a search company, they're an ad company. What they need you to do is they need you to search so you see their ads. That's all they care about. They want to drive you to search. And as well, that ties in very nicely with their users' needs, which is to search. That's the primary reason people go to Google. Sure, Google offer lots of other services as well, and they can still get to all of those services. It's not that they're gone. It's just that they've been hidden. And now I'm a great believer in this, and I think more of us need to be doing it on our own personal sites. We need to be focusing users on what we want to do with them to do. We want to give them a solid call to action and show them the next step. When you arrive at google.com now, you're in no doubt as to what Google wants you to do. You're not in no doubt as to what the primary action is. And that's a really brave decision to temporarily hide other content in order to focus users on the first and biggest action that they want people to perform. Now you might say, yeah, but what if someone comes to the site wanting to get at Gmail, Google Mail? Well, they still can. As soon as they move the cursor, all of those items reappear. So they're still accessible, but they're using the laws of simplicity to focus users on the primary task first. The laws of simplicity say that remove stuff if you can. If you can't remove it, then either hide it or shrink it. Well, what they've done is they've hidden it until the user moves the cursor. Now you could say, well, perhaps users will miss that, but actually it's fairly unlikely. The vast majority of users are going to move their cursor as soon as they arrive at the site, either to click on the text box or on the submit button. At that point, they are going to see the other options. And that's what's so clever about the technique that Google have used, is they haven't hidden it until a user clicks on something. They've only hidden it until they move their cursor. So very quickly, the page returns to what everybody expects it to be. But just that moment before the cursor moves shows people what the primary action is. I think it's genius. I think it's really good. And it amazes me that some people don't like it and think that it's a bad idea. So what do you think? Go along to the Boag World Forum and join in the conversation. You'll spot the Google fade in and fade out thread there, and you can post your comments.